I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Here's a question someone asked me about forgiveness. Here is it. Every time my partner and I have a fight, afterwards we kiss and make up, apologize and forgive each other. However, the first thing he wants is sex. He feels it is the only way to prove that we have forgiven each other. His idea is that I should ignore the pain I am experiencing. Since I have forgiven him, I must have just accept him. His unfaithfulness and abuse have been going on too long. Does forgiveness mean reconciliation in a destructive, abusive relationship? What is forgiveness? End of quote. That's the question. Here is my answer. Dear friend, this question can be applied to males and females in relationships. Therefore, I will discuss principles to help you understand the true meaning of forgiveness and how it applies to a relationship. Forgiveness is often misunderstood by both Christians and non-Christians. One author says, if there is one loving action that has to respond despite feelings, it is forgiving. Because so often we don't feel like forgiving. End of quote. Let's first state what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not trying to ignore the incident. That's indifference. Saying, let's just forget it, without offering a basis for forgetting, is not a way to deal with the problem. It is ignoring the problem. Then, forgiveness is not indifference. Forgiveness is not agreeing with the wrong. Some people think that saying, if you forgive me, really means, I agree with you. It is wrong. Yes, it is wrong. That's not the case. When Christ forgives, he doesn't pat us on the back and say, our sin is okay. This is most important for individuals who are in abusive relationships. Forgiveness is releasing from judgment the one who has hurt you. It is releasing from judgment entirely the one who has caused you pain. This also means that in the process, we free ourselves from slavery, the slavery of bitterness and resentment. This is the reason the act of forgiveness is more important for the one who is forgiving than for the one who is being forgiven. Often in abusive relationships or marital discord, the one who is hurting builds hatred, bitterness, and resentment. Sometimes this leads to tremendous stress that brings on physical illnesses like high blood pressure, heart problems, ulcers, etc., etc. Ironically, the one who caused the problem has forgotten it and is doing fine, leaving the victim in continual pain. True forgiveness will release the tension and promote healing. Thus, you can be totally free. Richard Walters states in his book, Forgive and Be Free, that there are 5 false ways to forgive. He says, false ways exert a terrible toil, robbing us of the peace that should be ours. The first false way to forgive is called forgiving with strings attached. It is when a parent only would forgive the past bad behavior of his teenage son if he shapes up his life. The second false type of forgiveness is called cheap forgiving. It is when one forgives with no expectation for change. Sometimes abusers expect their spouses to forgive such cheap forgiveness because they do not want to change. The third type of false forgiveness is termed deliberately phony. This is only a pretense of forgiving. Ah, yes, that's all it is. The fourth form of false forgiveness is called self-delusion. It is forgiving so far, but no further. The fifth form of false forgiving is called unaware. It is not realizing the need to forgive, but they just do it because they were asked to do it. In order for healing to take place within a heart, one must avoid these false forms of forgiveness. One author says, David Osberger says, forgiving is an act of generosity to the forgiver, not the person being forgiven. Persons who forgive benefit by being able to get on with their lives instead of being stuck in resentment. Many individuals, I'm continuing to quote, when demanding forgiveness, insist that everything be forgotten. Forgetting is not a case of holy amnesia which erases the past. No. Instead, it is the experience of healing withdraws the poison from the wound. You may recall the hurt, but you will not relive it. End of quote by Daniel Osberger. Forgetting means not keeping a record of wrong or filing experience or evidence away for future use. Let me repeat that. Forgetting means not keeping a record of wrong or filing evidence for future use. Forgetting means refusing to dwell on or even talk about it every chance you get. And some good texts, Bible texts for that, will be 1 Corinthians 13:5 and Philippians 4:8 and 9. Forgetting means looking ahead for a fresh, new future. Philippians 3:13. It means allowing God to erase the painful memories. Forgiving does not always lead to reconciliation. I want to repeat that. Sit up in your seats. Forgiving does not always lead to reconciliation. There are many hurting persons in our country who are afraid to forgive those who have hurt them because they were taught that forgiveness means accepting of wrong or automatic reconciliation. That's false. They get sicker and sicker from the bitterness and pain. You see, true love frees us to heal. For those men who like to confirm forgiveness with sex, remember that forgiveness is a gradual process, not a one-time event. This has been your Daily Relationship Nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.